Secretary Powell's in Brussels today for the NATO foreign ministers meeting. Before that, he had a quick tour of North Africa. It was the first time in a decade that a U.S. Secretary of State had visited the region. Powell urged Algeria and Morocco to find a solution to their long-standing territorial dispute over the Western Sahara. John Damas, a professor of political science and international studies, says the North African neighbors have not been able to resolve their differences for more than 20 years.
The dispute is over a territory. It's about the size of Colorado. Not too many people. A former Spanish colony, which the Spanish got out of in 1976. Morocco and Mauritania moved in, and they've been fighting over it ever since. And then there's a national liberation movement, which is supported by Algeria, wants an independent state, and Morocco claims this territory as its own.
Of what concern to the United States is that dispute?
It's an indirect concern in that it keeps the pot boiling in North Africa. It keeps tensions high between Morocco and Algeria. The U.S. wants continuing good relations with both countries, so it would like to see this issue settled sooner rather than later, and it's been going on a good 25 years now.
So Powell felt the need to intervene.
It's not so much intervening as nudging and encouraging, in this case encouraging the two leaders of Algeria and Morocco to meet and to try to arrange a political solution.
Isn't fighting terrorism the prime U.S. concern there these days?
Fighting terrorism is high on Secretary Powell's agenda, to be sure, and that will be part of his message, and he will get receptive ears since at least two of these countries, Tunisia and Morocco, have witnessed terrorism firsthand.
Have they not also been a haven for terrorists?
I wouldn't say that, no, in the sense that lots of countries, including the U.S., as individuals doing various things that they don't like them to do, but you can't root out everybody. But this is not Afghanistan. Nobody's harboring these groups. They have heavy secret services who are following them and doing all they can to root them out. So there's no support I've seen in these countries for terrorism.
Powell's also pressing for democratic reform and human rights in the region. What are the prospects for that?
Well, I think the leaders of North Africa will listen politely and probably not do too much more than they're doing already. In Morocco, for example, they got hit with a terrorist attack in mid-May, and within 2 weeks, they passed a legislation that looks very much like our Patriot Act. So you can see how these things work.
Will he get any cooperation from them on the fight against terrorism?
He already has. And it's a phenomenon you see in many countries of the world where the governments leap to the call to cooperate on terrorism because they have their own domestic agendas. So there has been very close cooperation, I know, in Morocco and in intelligence and interrogating prisoners. And some would say that was why Morocco was targeted, because it cooperated so closely with the U.S. So that hasn't been a problem.
Why are visits and contacts with North Africa so infrequent?
Because it tends to take a much lower priority. When policymakers look out over the Arab world, their priorities are usually in the Arab-Israeli domain or, more recently, Iraq. And the issues that you find in North Africa are of tremendous importance to the Europeans, but less so to the United States. So it commands a higher priority in U.S. foreign policy.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
John Damas is a professor at Portland State University and an expert on North Africa.